A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and realized that they were uneducated and ordinary men, they were amazed and recognized them as companions of Jesus. When they saw the man who had been cured standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition. So they ordered them to leave the council while they discussed the matter with one another. They said, "What will we do with them? For it is obvious to all who live in Jerusalem that a notable sign has been done through them. We cannot deny it. But to keep it from spreading further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to anyone in this name." So they called them and ordered them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, "Whether it is right in God's sight to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. For we cannot keep from speaking about what we have seen and heard." After threatening them again, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people, for all of them praised God for what had happened. This is the word of God. Peter and John lost little time in going about the mission. Once they grasped the power of the resurrection of Christ, their lives were changed forever. Upon entering the temple that day, they were approached by a man crippled from birth, begging for alms. Without gold or silver to give him, the apostles gave him what they had, the power of the risen Christ. They raised the man to new life, and he not only walked, but leapt for joy for this incredible gift, so much more than he had asked for or expected. The story continues in today's reading. The authorities got hold of the news of what had happened. They learned that Peter and John were making a disturbance, a serious disturbance. They were healing and now preaching in the name of the one whom the authorities thought they had gotten rid of. Far from being over, the disturbance was beginning all over again. There seemed to be no way to suppress this kind of energy, this power that possessed the followers of Jesus. Peter and John were arrested and brought before the leaders, elders and scribes, all the big shots who thought they had a handle on power. The authorities felt helpless in knowing how to respond, so they ordered Peter and John never again to speak in the name of Jesus. They might as well have tried to calm an earthquake or stem the tides of the ocean. They might as well have tried to extinguish a forest fire with a garden hose. There was just no way they could stop this explosion of love. There was no way they could control the greatest power in the universe, the power of the name of Jesus, the power of love. The apostles were not intimidated. They knew who they were and what they were doing. No matter what, the good news would be proclaimed. There was no stopping. It was impossible, they said, for them not to speak about what they had seen and heard. They had seen the risen Christ. They had heard his message of love and hope for the whole universe. There was no turning back. They were impelled to spend the rest of their lives spreading that message. What about us? What have we seen during this Easter season? What have we heard? Are we, like those first apostles, overtaken with the mystery of God's passion for us? Are we filled with the obsession to share the message? To make our lives, as St. Augustine tells us, an alleluia from head to toe? The invitation is there. Time is short. Let's get going.